在鼓励大家说一些不太好听的话，那会是另外 一回事。
But today I want to focus on becoming a peacemaker.
今天我会来强调一下，我们要做和平的使者。
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. told the story of riding in his car with his brother.
马丁路德金博士曾经给我们讲过一个故事，他跟他的哥哥一起有一个开车出去旅行的一个故事。
And for some reason, that night, all of the cars that were coming in the opposite direction had their headlights on full.
不知道是什么原因，那天晚上他们开车，对面开过来的车子都没有把他们的车前灯打暗。
And time after time, the full brightness of the lights were shining in his brother's eyes.
所以很多次，每一次对面开过来车子。那个车前灯非常亮，让他的哥哥几乎要看不见。
So the brother said this.
所以他的哥哥就讲。
The next car that comes by and has their headlights on full, I'm going to put my headlights on full and give it to them.
所以他的哥哥很生气，就讲，如果下一辆车子的司机继续没有打亮他的车前灯的话，那么我也让我的车前灯打得非常亮，然后让他看不见。
Dr. King said, "Don't do it."There'll be too much light on the highway. Someone's going to get injured.
所以马丁路德金博士说，你不要这样去做。那样的话，路上就会太亮了，那就会有人受到伤害。
Dr. King was right.
金博士他是对的。
Someone has to break the cycle.
总是需要有人来打破打破这个循环。
See, we have all been trained by our culture.
我们的所处的文化给我们一种训练。
You blind me, I'll blind you.
如果你让我看不见，那我也让你看不见。
You disrespect me, I'll disrespect you.
你不尊重我，我也不尊重你。
If you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you.
如果你伤害到我，我一定要伤害你。
If you hate me, I'm going to hate you.
如果你恨我，我也会恨你。
Whether it's nations, whether it's communities, whether it's ethnic groups, whether it's families, those are the rules that we live by.
不论是在国家国与国之间，还是社区之间，不同的种族群之间，还是人与人之间，我们就是靠这种环境这样的一个游戏规则。
Someone needs to break the cycle.
所以我们需要有人出来打破这个循环。
If you go to Europe, you can take a shovel and you can dig in the ground.
如果你去欧洲旅行，你可以用一个铁锹，然后铲到地里去。
And you will find in one clump of ground a prehistoric weapon that was used to kill someone.
你会发现，你铲下去一下，你就会发现有史前的一些留下来的一些遗迹。
If you dig just a few feet over.You'll find some shrapnel from World War II that was used to kill someone.
如果你铲下去几尺的话，你可能会发现二战留下来的残留下来的弹片。
When you look at the history of this planet, there were very few people who are peacemakers.
如果你追溯一下人类历史，你会发现在这个历史上有极少的制造和平的人。
Today we want to take a look at a peacemaker, a woman named Abigail.
今天我们就要来看一下，在圣经里面有一个带来和平的一个妇人，她的名字叫亚比盖。
And we can learn from her example what it is to be a peacemaker.
我们可以从她的这个例子来学到怎么样去做一个带来和平的人。
So our strategy this afternoon will be we'll start telling the story and then end up with five.Peacemaking steps that we can all take in our lives.
So, 今天我们就先来看一下圣经里面这个故事，然后我们就来看到我们可以来通过采取五步的方式来带来和平的人。
All right. The first is that David is hunted and he is homeless.
我第一个就是在大卫，我们叫大卫王，他那个时候被追杀，然后他没有无处安家。
David is having to live in the desert because he is being attacked by King Saul.
所以大卫需要住在旷野里，因为那个时候扫罗王追杀他。
So David is at a very vulnerable point in his life, and I imagine he doesn't have many resources.
就那个时候大卫大卫是在他生活中的一个比较比较软弱的时候，那个时候也没有很多资源。
You contrast that with Nabal, who is rolling in the dough, and it's payday.
所以你跟他这个就跟那个跟那个纳巴有一个非常鲜明的对比。纳巴是非常富有，他那个时候正准备收获，然后收据他一年来的这个盈利。
I imagine what was happening here was very similar to what happens with the cowboys out west.
所以我想象可能会跟在西部的牛仔有点相似。
When a cowboy would bring the herd in, he would get paid and he would immediately go down to the bar and get drunk.
所以呢，牛仔他们把把牛群羊群从从草原赶回来，他们拿到他们的工资就马上到酒吧里面去喝酒。去享乐。
In cowboy terms, this is called a hoedown.
所以用牛仔的那个术语来说，那就是一个hoedown.
Excellent. Names in the Bible are very important.
所以在圣经里面的名字是非常重要的。
Nabal's name means fool.
所以纳巴的名字就代表是愚顽。
I want to talk to his parents.
所以我也想跟他的父母交谈一下。
Why would you name your child fool?
为什么你会给你的孩子起名叫愚顽？
We don't have the answer. But he lived up to his name. He was a fool.
他确实行出来跟他的名字很相称，他是真的是非常一个愚顽的人。
He was a rich fool.
很富有的一个愚顽的人。
And Abigail means my divine father is joy.
亚比该的名字代表我神圣的父亲是我的喜乐。
And her name identifies the source of her joy.
她的名字就指出她的那个欢乐的喜乐的源泉是在哪里。
She had a close relationship with God, and she was also a very beautiful and an intelligent woman.
她跟神有很深的关系，她长得非常美丽，也非常有智慧。
Now, with this audience, you absolutely know the answer to this next question.
所以对你们这群基督徒来说，你们肯定知道这个问题的答案。
Why would a girl like Abigail marry a guy named like Nabal?
所以你们可以问到这个问题，为什么像亚比该这样一个美貌又有智慧的女人会嫁给这样愚顽的一个拿巴这个人？
And what's the answer?It was an arranged marriage, exactly. So the same parents that named the fool got him married to Abigail.
So, because 那个时候都是包办婚姻，所以这个愚顽人就娶到了这么一个聪明又漂亮的太太。
So now we need to question Abigail's parents. What are they thinking?
So, 我们要问一下亚比该的父母是怎么想的。
But anyhow, these two end up married to each other.
不管怎么样，他们两个人就走到一起。
And in verses 4 through 13, we find that beer and testosterone do not mix.
So in 经文第四到第十三节，我们就学习到在那个啤酒和酒精，他们真的是不能够混到一起来。
What happens is that David has provided a covering for these shepherds in the hills.
所以我们看到那个时候，大卫给拿巴的牧羊人其实有很多保护，在旷野里有很多保护。
He could easily have taken any sheep that he wanted.
大卫那个时候可以很容易的把很多那个拿巴牧羊人的羊拿走。
But he honored Nabal's flocks and his shepherds.
但是他很对拿巴的牧羊人非常有礼貌，很对他们很好。
But now at harvest time.He's asking for some type of a gift, which was very common to do in a situation like this.
So, 现在是收获的季节，大卫就想从他们那里要回来一点点报酬，在那个时候这是很平常的。
But because Nabal has had a lot to drink, he doesn't have any type of a filter on his words.
所以因为拿巴那个时候他喝了很多酒，所以他根本就没有想到讲话的时候要注意。
So he insults David.
所以他就羞辱了大卫。
And David has a lot of male hormone testosterone.
那个时候大卫是很年轻很气盛，所以 有很多的那个激素，让他非常的生气。
So he straps on his sword with 400 men and he heads off to Nabal's house.
所以他那个时候他就带领他400个士兵就准备拿出剑来准备到拿巴那里去跟他发生冲突。
What is this woman going to do?
所以亚比该该怎么办？
That's the question.
这是我们的问题。
And her response to this situation can give all of us instructions when we find ourselves in some type of a disconnection in relationships.
亚比该的她的那个时候的反应可以给我们每个人都有很多教训在那样一个环境里怎么样来应对。
These steps apply to marriage.
这些是来处理婚姻问题的同样的几步。
They apply to your relationship with your children.
也适用于你处理跟孩子的关系。
To the workplace.
在工作里面。
To your neighborhood.
在你邻居相处之间。
But you need to break the cycle and you need to become a peacemaker.
但是这需要你来做一个和平的使者，你来打破这个局面。
So we're going to have some fun this afternoon. I'm going to give you some actions so you can remember this sermon because you'll need it tomorrow.
所以今天我们就从这里开始，然后呢，你要参加积极的参与进来，因为你需要用这些策略来明天去做。
The first step is that peacemakers demonstrate resourcefulness.
第一步就是一个和平创造的人是非常有机智的。
So I want you to start kneading some bread. Everybody practice.
所以我想让你来看一下每个人看一下这个面包，每个人都来练习。
What do you do when 400 men are coming down the hill with their swords on their side, ready to kill you?
你会怎么样去做？当你看到有400个人带着剑冲杀下来，准备要杀害你。
And the answer is, feed them.
这个答案就是你要给他们吃的。
See, she demonstrates an understanding of the situation.
所以亚比该她非常了解当时的局势。
She doesn't show up empty-handed. She doesn't show up with any other gift outside of food.
所以她没有空手去见，也没有也没有带别的东西，带的是食物。
Abigail not only had the looks, she also had the brains.
所以亚比该不但长得美貌，她非常有智慧。
Peacemakers need to be wiser than haters.
所以一个带来和平的人要比那个仇恨的人要更有智慧。
Haters are fueled by emotions and vengeance.
所以一个仇恨充满仇恨的人他是被情绪所控制。
Peacemakers are clear thinkers and are resourceful people.
带来和平的人他就非常脑袋非常清楚，然后非常有机智，有应对。
If you find yourself in a disconnection with someone, do not respond emotionally.
当你跟某些人有一些在交流方面有问题的时候，你不要用你的情绪去应对。
An emotional response will only make the problem greater.
如果你用情绪感情去应对，你只会让那个情况更加严重。
It's best in those situations if you are an emotional person to take a walk around the block or run for a mile or do something to let the emotions disappear.
So, 如果你是一个喜欢感情用事的人，感情丰富的人，最好是你在你要去跑几圈，然后出去走一走，让你自己平静下来。
Peacemakers do not respond emotionally; they respond with resources.
So, 一个带来和平的人，他是不是靠感情去用事，而是用他的机智来处理这个局面。
Think before you act. Think before you speak.
所以你要在讲和做之前要仔细考虑。
And come up with a plan.
然后要找出一个解决问题的方案。
All right, our second step is that peacemakers are humble.
第二步就是带来和平的人是非常谦卑的人。
We're going to start with resources. And second of all, we're going to bow.
所以一开始我们要有要非常机智。然后接下来我们就要鞠躬。
If you bow, don't hit your head on the pew in front of you.
如果你头低下来的话，不要磕到那个教堂这个椅子的背上。
But she was humble.
亚比该非常的谦卑。
She fell at his feet and said, "Lord, let the blame be on me alone."
所以亚比该说，让愿我主啊，愿这罪归我。
Notice she calls David my Lord.
所以你要注意，他这里叫大卫是我的主。
Humility and submission is the quickest way to disarm an opponent.
所以要谦卑下来，然后呢是最快的、最有效的一个方式，让你的敌人能够解下他们的防备。
In the course of the next 10 verses, she addresses David 8 times as Lord.
就在下面十节经文之内，她叫大卫八次称大卫为主。
She identifies herself 6 times as a servant.
她有六次讲自己是卑女。
Contrast her humility with Nabal's pride.
所以你可以比较一下她的这个谦卑和她的那个先生拿巴的。
Nabal is an arrogant, trash-talking man, and she is a humble servant.
So, 拿巴是一个非常讲话非常难听、非常不好的一个人。可是呢，亚比该非常会讲话，非常谦卑。
And also understand that humility is weakness under control.
So 我们要知道这个谦卑是一种有控制的一种一种坚强。
If you find yourself disconnected from a person, think about this.
如果你发觉自己跟某些人有疏远，你就要这样来想一下。
Approach them humbly.
就你要去跟他们非常谦卑的交谈。
Tell them that you value the relationship.
你要告诉他们你很珍视你跟他的关系。
I like what the young boy said. He said a great affirming word is "I love you."
就像刚才那个小男孩讲到，你要跟他讲我爱你。
You say to a person, "I love you. I love our relationship, but we're disconnected."
所以你要对你的朋友讲，我爱你，我珍视我们的关系，可是我们之间有些疏远。
And then humbly ask, "Could you share with me your perspective on why we're disconnected?"
所以你就要问他。你能不能跟我分享一下为什么我们之间会有这个障碍，有这个疏远？
I want to know what you're feeling, what you're thinking.
我想知道你是怎么想的。
And then, after you affirm what you have heard, say, what can we do together to overcome this disconnection?
所以当你听完他所分享的他的情况，然后你就要开始再讲你们怎么样如何来解决这个问题。
That is the second step, to humble yourself.
这就是我们讲的第二步，要谦卑下来。
The third step is peacemakers know the power of forgiveness.
第三步就是一个带来和平的人知道饶恕的力量。
In verse 28, please forgive your servant's offense.
这里讲到经文第二十八节讲到，求你饶恕卑女的罪过。
And we're going to remember this by this is the the sign from sign language for forgive.
So we know that in
So peacemakers have their resources.
So, 一个带来和平的人，他有非常机智。
They're humble.
非常谦卑。
And know the power of forgiveness.
然后也能够知道这个饶恕的。
When there is a conflict, there is always an offense that needs to be forgiven.
So, 当我们中间有冲突的时候，总是有一些过犯需要被饶恕。
Someone is holding on to hurt, and they're holding on to pain that has been inflicted on them.
So, 总是有人他们受到伤害，然后他们经历这个痛苦。
And the only pathway to peace is through forgiveness. There is no other way.
所以带来和平的这个方式就是让这些过犯走开拿掉没有别的办法只有这样一个办法
Forgiveness means that the person that has the pain must release the pain
饶恕就是一个被受到伤害的人必须让伤害 拿掉伤害，然后才能够，才能够开始有平安。
If I call you a name and hurt you,
如果我辱骂你，然后你受到伤害
，you now have pain in your heart.
所以你的心里就会有伤害，有痛苦。
Another way to understand it is you have picked up the check, the price of the offense.
换一种方式说，就是你就受到了一个痛苦的支票。
Now, Abigail knows that David has picked up the check.
所以亚比该就知道大卫他就拿到了一个非常痛苦的一个支票。
And she knows that he has to cash in that check.
亚比该知道大卫想要去兑现这张痛苦的支票。
So she asks him, David, would you assume the price for the check?
所以亚比该就来问大卫，你可不可以不要出现这张支票，就把这个痛苦拿掉。
She knows that David must release this.
她知道大卫必须要释放这种痛苦。
This is not about David praying and working it out with God.
这个跟大卫跟神祷告没有什么关系。
She forcefully says, David, would you forgive the offense?
她非常清楚，非常有力的在问大卫，你可不可以饶恕他，然后释放掉这个痛苦。
Now here's the question I have for you. Who have you hurt?
所以现在我要问你一个问题，你有没有伤害到别人？
Every person in this room has offended somebody at some point in your life.
我们所在屋子里的每一个人，在我们生命中，总是有伤害到别人的时候。
When you offend someone, you must go and ask for forgiveness.
所以当你伤害到别人的时候，你必须要到对方那里去，要求对方饶恕你。
I know when my children were very young, I made mistakes all the time.
我知道当我的孩子还是很小的时候，我也伤害到他们，很多时候伤害到他们。
I knew I made the mistake.
我知道我做错了。
My children knew I made the mistake.
我的孩子也知道我做错。
My wife knew I made the mistake.
牧师的妻子也知道他做错。
God knew I made the mistake.
神也知道。
And so I simply said, "Children, would you forgive your father? I made a mistake."
所以牧师就会直接去问他的孩子，我确实做错了，你可不可以饶恕我？
I hurt you by saying these words. Would you forgive me?
我知道我说这些话伤害了你，你能饶恕我吗？
They say, sure, Dad, let's go out and play.
他们就说，当然，我们出去玩吧。
But if I had pretended I didn't do it, we would have had a disconnection in our relationship.
但是如果我假装不知道我伤害了他们，我们的关系当中就会有一些障碍。
There is great power in forgiveness.
所以当你饶恕的时候，它的力量是很强大的。
It is not easy.
饶恕并不容易。
It is not an emotion.
不是感情，饶恕不是感情用事。
Forgiveness is a choice.
饶恕是一种选择。
And people that choose to forgive are people that can restore relationships.
一个人他如果选择饶恕的话，他就可以修复他们的关系。
So we start with resources.
所以你从开始要有机制，开始。
What's the second one?
那第二步是什么？
We bow. We're humble. What's the third? We forgive. The fourth is that peacemakers see the big picture. For the Lord will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my master because he fights the Lord's battles. Let no wrongdoing be found in you as long as you live.
所以在今晚第二十八节就讲到，耶和华必为我王建立坚固的家，因我王为耶和华征战，并且在你平生的日子查不出有什么过来。
Abigail draws the big picture.
所以亚比该就画了一张比较大的一个大局的图片给大卫看。
Can you all do that? Big picture.
你们可不可以都来画一个？
There's some in the back that aren't. Big picture.
All
right, now you're all doing it. You got to stay with me. If you start sleeping, I might, you never know what I'll do. David is about to give up $1,000 worth of his kingdom for 25 cents of revenge.
So at this time, David, he would rather use his kingdom as a king of 1,000 USD to get revenge for the 25 cents of revenge.
David is about to become the king. He has already been anointed as king of Israel.
So David 马上就要成为以色列国的王，他已经被高成为以色列人的王。
And now, because his testosterone is going in his body, he's going to wipe out innocent people.
现在因为他充满了愤怒，他就要去杀害这些无辜的人。
Abigail says, "Wake up, David. The big picture is you're going to be king. You don't want this on your conscience."
所以亚比盖就来提醒大卫说。等一下，你看你在这个大图片里面是，你马上就要成为以色列人的王，你不应该去这样做，来杀害无辜人的血。
This is very wise counsel.
所以亚比该所讲的是非常有智慧的一些劝勉。
And that's what peacemakers do. They give wise counsel to folks.
这就是带来和平的人他们的一个特点，他们带来非常有智慧的建议。
Peacemakers look down the road and say, if we go down this road, do you realize where this ends?
所以带来和平的人，他们就会这样来建议说，如果你走这条路的话，你知道这条路会带你到哪里去吗？
I know brothers and sisters, family members, who have not spoken to each other in decades, because they're fighting over something they don't even remember.
所以我知道有些家庭里弟兄姊妹之间，因为一些他们后来都记不起来的小事情而不讲话，甚至几十年不来往。
So you're going to lose the big picture of a family that's blessed and children that are loved because you want to hold on to something.
所以你如果要去记住那些小事情，你会让你的家庭失去这个大的 picture 大的这个图画，就是你的家庭被祝福。
Many times parents lose the big picture with their children.
很多时候我们做父母的就会丢掉这个大的图片，特别在对待小孩子方面。
Their children do 10 things that are wonderful, and they do one thing wrong, and the parents focus on the wrong thing.
所以很多时候父母就会看到孩子做到十件很好的事情，但是有一件事情做错了，父母就会看这一件小事情。
Keep the big picture.
所以一定要记得要想到这个大的局面。
Many times, husbands and wives focus on power and having their way with little things in their marriage and give up the big picture.
很多时候夫妻之间也是这样，他们为了要保证自己强，就要为一些小事情而丢掉这个大的局面。
I have seen churches that fight over the color of the walls, the paint.
我也听说有的教会，他们很多争执，就是为了这个墙的颜色，要涂什么颜色来吵。
When there's people all around them that are going into hell for eternity while they're arguing about the paint.
当我们周围有很多人没有听到福音，他们就要死后会下地狱，这些人都没有注意到，他们就是。
Keep the big picture.
So, 一定脑子里有这个大的图片。
Peacemakers do that well.
所以带来和平的人，他们就在看大局面看得非常清楚。
And our final is that peacemakers focus on the heart of the issue.
最后一步就是带来和平的人，他们会注重看在这个问题的中心。
They're resourceful. Peacemakers are resourceful.
和平使者他们非常有智慧。
They're humble.
非常谦卑。
They know the power of forgiveness.
他们知道饶恕的力量。
They see the big picture.
他们看到大局。
But last and not least, is they focus on the heart of the issue.
他们看到问题的焦点。
Notice the references to the Lord in verses 26 through 31.
我 我们在经文三二十六到三十一三十一节，我们可以看到这里有很多提到主的这个提到主的这个话语。
Seven times Abigail reminds David of the spiritual dimensions of the calling in his life.
所以有七次，亚比盖在这里提醒大卫，就是耶和华，提到耶和华，提到神的，在这里面的作用。
And in verse 32, whoops.
在经文三十二节
，It says this: Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel. Now David is saying this to Abigail, who sent you today to meet me.
所以在这里，大卫对亚比该讲说，耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的，因为他今日使你来迎接我。
Abigail realized that she was being used by God as an instrument in David's life, and David saw that too.
所以亚比该知道他是被神所用的器皿来这里。今天大卫也意识到这一点。
But the secret here is that David needed to be at peace with God himself.
这里呢讲到大卫也需要跟神之间，他也要找到他的平安。
Peace is an inside job. It's in our hearts.
平安是在我们心里的一个工作，它在我们的心里。
Why is it with all mankind's learning, we cannot break out of cycles of war and conflict and find peace?
为什么我们人类有这么多的教训，我们就不能够打破这个局面，然后能够发现平安，发现和平？
The truth is that without a relationship with Christ inside of us, we'll never have peace.
这个事实是我们如果我们没有耶稣基督在我们心里的话，我们永远找不到和平。
Peacemakers must have peace in their own heart first.
一个和平，带来和平的人必须心里自己首先有平安。
See, God's solution to peace is not a program, it's a person.
所以神的计划，带来和平不是靠一个计划，而是靠一个靠一个人，靠关系。
It's not a religion, it's a relationship with Jesus.
并不是一个关于宗教的问题，而是我们与而是一个关系，是我们与神的关系。
Because when Jesus is our peace, then we will be at peace with everyone.
因为如果耶稣基督能够是我们的平安带来的一个源泉，那我们就可以把平安带到各处。
Peace is an inside job. It starts in our hearts first.
所以平安和平是从心里发出来的，它是从我们自己开始。
So if you're longing for peace today, you will not find it unless you come to Jesus.
所以如果今天你渴望和平的话，你只有通过耶稣基督，否则你找不到平安。
God has placed eternity in your heart. There is a spot inside of you that God has made eternal. There is a longing inside of you for that, to touch that eternal spot there.
神在我们心里有一个分别出一个地方，那里我们都渴望有一个永久的东西。
You can have the nicest car, the nicest house, the best job. You can have all the best things of this world.It'll never touch that.
所以你可以有一个非常好的车子，非常好的工作，但是所有这些东西都不能够触摸到你心里那个需要那个永久的东西的那个地方。
But when you invite Jesus to come in and touch it, peace starts inside.
但是当你邀请耶稣基督到你那个心里去的时候，当你受到耶稣基督的触摸，那你的平安就会来到你的心里。
And it changes everything.Everything has changed.
然后这个平安就会改变很多的东西，什么事情都可以改变。
Let me end with a story.
我会用一个故事来结束今天的讲道。
This is actually a movie. I highly recommend it.
这是一个电影，我非常的建议你们去看。
It's called The Straight Story.
这个电影就是叫做Straight 故事。
It's a true story that.Follows the journey of a 73-year-old man named Alvin Straight.
这是一个真实的故事，他讲到一个73岁的老人，他叫 Alvin Straight， 他的是他的一个故事。
And Alvin Strait lives in Iowa, which is in the middle of the United States.
Alvin 这个人他住在爱荷华，那是在美国的中部。
Alvin has lost his driver's license because he can't see very well.
So Alvin 呢，他的驾照丢了，因为他不能够看得很清楚。
And one day he receives a phone call from his brother Lyle.
So 有一天他的收到一个电话，是他哥哥 Lyle 打过来的。
And he finds out that his brother Lyle has had a stroke.
他知道他的哥哥有一次中风的经历。
Now his brother Lyle lives 500 miles away, and now he cannot drive a car.
他的哥哥 Lyle 呢，住在500英里之外，也不能够开车。
Remember, I said that peacemakers are have, you know, great resources.
你记得我刚刚讲到一个带来和平的人就非常机智，非常应变。
So Alvin says, "Okay, I can't drive my car. I will drive my lawnmower to visit my brother."
所以 Alvin 就说啊，我不能开车，那我就开我的割草机去看我的哥哥 Lyle。
So he gets on his John Deere lawnmower, puts a little bit of a cabin or a tent in the back, and he takes a 500-mile journey to visit his brother.
所以 Alvin 就把一个拖车，一个作为一个帐篷的拖车，挂到他的 John Deere 的那个割草机上，就开始他五百多英里的这个旅行去看他的哥哥。
By the way, this is a true story.
这是一个真实的故事。
Well, he gets into his brother's hometown, and he's camping out the last night.
所以最后一天他到他哥哥住的城镇，然后他就在外面住在外面。
And he is camping in a cemetery.
他住在一个他就在一个公墓里面休息。
And a pastor comes over and brings him a meal and asks him about his story.
所以当他在那里的时候呢，一个牧师就过来送给他一些饭食，然后就问他的经历。
And the pastor says, "Why are you driving a lawnmower?" And he tells him about his brother Lyle.
所以那牧师就问他，你为什么开一个割草机来？然后 Alvin 就告诉牧师他的哥哥的情况。
And the pastor says, "Well, tell me about your relationship with Lyle."
所以牧师就问，那你跟我讲一下你跟你哥哥的关系。
And Alvin says, "When we were growing up, we were the closest of brothers. We would spend all day together doing our chores, and at night, every night of summer, we would sleep outside and enjoy the stars."
所以 Alvin 就说，我跟我哥哥小时候真的是非常的亲密，我们一起干家务活，然后夏天呢，夏夜我们一起在外面睡在外面的院子里，我们总是在一起。
And the pastor said, "Well, what happened to you two?"
那个牧师就问他，那你们俩之间发生了什么事情？
He said, "Well, very much like Cain and Abel, we became angry at each other and we drank too much."
就像该隐和亚伯一样，我们那个时候发生了问题，也是因为酒精跟那个喝酒过度的原因。
And he said, "I haven't spoken to my brother in over 10 years."
他说我跟我的弟兄已经有十几年没有讲话了。
But he said, "I'm coming to make it right now."
他说我现在就要来做一个正确的事情。
Whatever disconnected us doesn't matter anymore. It's time for us to make peace.
他说以前不管发生了什么事情，现在都不太重要了。我现在要跟我的哥哥要和好。
Like Alvin, I think some of you need to make peace.
我知道我们中间有人也需要来找到这个平安。
Ask God, who do you need to make peace with?
我们要问一下神，我们需要跟我们周围的什么人来重新和好。
When you find the name of that person in your mind, ask God for courage to do it today.
所以当你能够确定一下一个人来，那你就要向神祷告来给你力量，你可以去跟那个人和好。
Maybe that peacemaking talk can take place this afternoon.
那个带来和平的那个会谈，可能就今天下午就可以开始。
Maybe you'll need to pick up the phone and call someone far away.
你可能要拿起电话给很远的一个人打电话。
But be obedient to what God is telling you to do right now.
但是要顺服下来啊，听神的话，因为神让你现在就做。
Life is short. Keep the big picture.
我们的生命很短暂，我们一定要有一个大的方向。
Join me in prayer.
大家一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus to come and be the peace in our own heart.
神，我们感谢你送耶稣基督到我们生活里面来，成为我们和平的使者。
We thank you that through the cross we can have peace with you.
我们感谢你通过十字架，我们可以跟神有平安有和好。
But help us all to be peacemakers today.
求神，求你让我们今天都做和平之子。
Lord, for any of the relationships in our lives that are disconnected, we pray for the courage to follow the example of Abigail. And that we would break the cycle. And that we would be peacemakers. We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.